Hi there, this is Tracy, and today I would like to talk to you about leaving your narcissist. If you are planning on leaving your narcissist, there are some things that you're going to have to figure out, you're going to have to plan ahead, and you're going to have to do in order to get out safely, in order to financially protect yourself, and in order to protect your children. So I want to tell you about something that we have created, and it's on my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. And it's a comprehensive set of guidelines and checklists to help you leave safely and cover all your bases. So I'll put the link down below if you are leaving, but there's so many things I'd like to talk to you about and just give you an idea of what's in this and what you might need to know. We've created this because so many people, when they're about to leave an abuser, are brain fogged. They have a hard time dealing with the PTSD and dealing with leaving someone. So we know, I know, I've done it, that you're not in the right mind because you're being attacked, everything's happening all at once. And so to have something that's comprehensive, and it's done in 4 stages. So it's, you know, what to do before you're leaving and how to protect yourself. There's checklists, there's worksheets, there's things that you can fill out, figure out who are the important people, where can you store documents, things like that. And then what to do in stage 2 is when before and after you're leaving, how do you make that exit? How do you do it so that it's the best for you? Because you're going to battle, you're going to war here. And after you leave, you know, how do you move on to the next part of your life? How do you maintain the separation? How do you maintain no contact or low contact if you've got children? Your personal safety is so important. And while you don't want to think that your ex-husband or ex-wife is going to pull these horrific tricks on you, you need to be prepared. That's not to say that they're going to, but you need to understand that there's a very good chance that the person you knew is not going to be the one that you're divorcing and you're leaving. So, so important. Your financial future depends on you making right decisions right now. Because if you leave it up to chance, they're going to hide records, lie, do all kinds of things that are going to sabotage and potentially affect the alimony or child support that you get. So we want you to be secure. And one of the ways is to understand internet safety and internet security. And I worked with some friends of mine to develop this. And my friend Stephanie is a cyber security expert. And so she mapped out some things that we really need to understand about, and things to keep ourselves safe, things to lock down, things to block them out of, how to change the passwords, get everything as safe as you can, because if they can get into your stuff, they will, and you just don't want that. So, you know, if you've got to like get a restraining order, do it, but make sure that you have the tools that you need to get all of this done. And that includes getting a credit report, opening a separate mailbox, opening your own credit cards. I want you to succeed at this exit. So if you are interested in this leaving checklist, please check my website. The link is below. And I think that this will help you. I know this will help you make that departure the best that it can be. I know it's hard. I know it's painful, but we've got your back, and we're here if you need us. Thank you. This is Tracy. Have a great day.